The United Nations says the two rival governments in Libya are coordinating their relief efforts to help those affected by the devastating floods in the country. There are now fears that more than 20,000 people may have died in the floods caused when Storm Daniel brought about the collapse of two dams. The mayor of the eastern port city of Derna said the figure was based on the number of districts completely destroyed. The UN International Organization for Migration has estimated that at least 30,000 people have been displaced. Taha Mufta is a photojournalist in Derna. He says expert help is needed to distribute urgent aid in the region.
People are back and searching for their family members. We need help. The situation is catastrophic in front of me now. The dead bodies are just taken away by the water into the sea. And what we need is really, we need help of experts who knows how to operate. We need people to distribute aids and food.
The European Central Bank's Governing Council will meet in Frankfurt today to decide if it will continue to increase interest rates as part of its efforts to bring inflation down. Since July last year, the ECB has increased rates after 9 consecutive meetings. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
The ECB has put up interest rates by over 4 percentage points since it began this round of rate increases in response to escalating inflation last year. Inflation has halved since its peak last October. It's currently estimated to have been 5.3% in August across the euro area, unchanged from July. In some countries, including Ireland, inflation went back up slightly last month off the back of higher oil prices. But growth has stalled. Earlier this week, the European Commission downgraded its growth forecast for the euro area based on a sluggish German economy. It also forecast a further decline in euro area inflation to an average 5.6% this year. The ECB will also update its forecast for growth and inflation today. With stubbornly high inflation but slower growth, today's decision will be finely balanced. Some are predicting the ECB may even pause for breath and leave rates for at least this month unchanged.
6 people have been charged in connection with public order incidents in Galway City last weekend. A number of people have been remanded in custody, with some released on bail, subject to conditions. 2 others are due before Galway District Court this morning in relation to an altercation at Galway Shopping Centre, during which a car was driven at speed towards a group of people. Bank of Ireland has issued a warning about a new scam in which fraudsters are duping customers into allowing remote access to their computers and bank accounts. The bank is launching a major national awareness campaign to warn customers of the prevalence of fraud, with a survey showing that 82% of consumers are targeted at least once each month. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
In this latest scam, a customer gets a phone call from someone claiming to be from Bank of Ireland and are asked to log into their online banking. They are then asked to go to another website address, being told that this is for a live chat service or to verify their PC. In reality, however, it allows the fraudster remote access to the customer's computer. Bank of Ireland said it's mainly business banking customers that are being targeted, and that reports of this new scam to its fraud line are increasing daily. The alert comes as the bank launches a major national awareness campaign to warn customers of the prevalence of fraud.
2 political parties will hold gatherings today ahead of the new Dáil term. Labour Party TDs, senators and councillors will meet in Maynooth and County Kildare this afternoon, while the Social Democrats will hold the party's annual think-in in Dublin this morning. Met Éireann has issued 2 weather warnings for today and tomorrow. A status orange rain warning for County Cork will come into effect at 6 o'clock this evening, with Met Éireann warning of persistent and heavy rain, which could lead to localised flooding, poor visibility and very difficult travelling conditions. A separate status yellow rain warning for 12 other counties will also come into effect this evening and will be in force for 24 hours. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
This morning will be mainly dry with bright or sunny spells, though cloudier further south. In the afternoon, persistent rain in the south will spread northwards through the evening, heavy at times, especially in Munster and Leinster, with spot flooding likely. Highest temperatures 15 to 18 degrees with light variable breezes.